The morning news starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I want to bring up something. I know our job, you know, our position here is we, to the benefit of the public. I have an item that I want to discuss. It has nothing to do with the city of Milton. It has to do with Penn Air Credit Union.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. Mike Cusack, self-described business expert and security guy, is decided that he is going to go on a commentary about Penn Air Federal Credit Union. City of Milton last week during their meeting. What great and wonderful uplifting thing is he going to teach us now?
There's currently a scam going on. Where people are getting, trust me, I got five calls, that there's people that are scamming. They're calling your cell phone. It comes up as Penn Air with the Penn Air phone number.
Oh, wow.
And it's not Penn Air. And what they're doing is they're trying to get into people's accounts, right? And they're a lot of, when I understand, a lot of fast talkers, they're from overseas.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's true. It's also worth noting that it's true for Navy Federal and Regions and, the Pensacola Energy and Milton Public Works. I mean, like, literally, if there's an organization out there, FPL, there's somebody pretending to be them to scam people. So, John, you've been around
Yes.
for more than 3 minutes in the world. Is this unique to Penn Air?
No.
No.
It's not like, at all.
I mean... people have done stuff with, like, you know, our coworkers even stealing their identities and pretending to be them. This happens all the time for all kinds of entities. But apparently, Mike Cusack, noted security expert, had not ever heard of this before. So he's going to go on a 5 to 10 minute tirade torching Penn Air as if they're responsible for other people pretending to be them and scamming folks.
You know, I was down at Penn Air. They tried to get into my credit card, and so I got panicky, so I went and canceled it and opened up another credit card. But I don't know if they're doing just the credit cards or people's personal checking accounts or savings accounts. But my concern is that Penn Air has kept it quiet.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? How many of these organizations, including Penn Air, have put out warnings and in their monthly newsletters and tried to tell people what to do and how? And the fact that, first of all, the fact that you'd never heard of this before is scary to me as an elected official. The fact that you go out in public and start talking about all the things you don't understand because you're a public official. I mean, at least you're trying to help the public, you think. But then that you know so little about the world that you think they're not doing anything about. What do you think Penn Air is going to do? Like, every day they're going to put out a, hey, there were 15 reported efforts to scam people using our information today. I mean, what's this insane? No company can operate that way. But he keeps going.
I think the public needs to know if they get any kind of phone call that says Penn Air or the Penn Air phone number of 850-505-3200. It is not Penn Air. They will never call you.
Right.
Okay? A bank will never call you.
Now, that's true. But it's not just true of Penn Air. It's true of every bank, every entity, every governmental organization. They're not calling you. So you can always hang up and call the number. If you ever wonder, just hang up and call the number. It's so easy. But he keeps going.
I got two calls last Thursday, one Friday, two yesterday, and another one today.
Yeah.
And they called two. I have two cell phones. They called both of my cell phones. So they have the ability to get into your account, your information, I just want to make the public aware that this is going on.
Oh, by the way, somebody texted in. You know, one good way to get scammed is to publicly tell people where you do your banking. I'm Mick Cusack, and I live at so-and-so. Come on. Oh, it gets worse. It's not just that he thinks this is interesting and unique. It's that he's blaming Penn Air for it, and Penn Air is covering it up. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Like, what are you doing, man?
And what concerned me is when I went down to Penn Air, and I got a little aggravated because I asked him, I says, I've had Penn Air for 16 years and also got Regions as well. But I go, why aren't you putting something on your app or on your website warning people of this is going on? And, you know, my opinion is they're hiding it. I might be wrong with that assumption, but how many people here know about it? Nobody knows, right? And the only reason I know is I got Penn Air.
Mayor Lindsay's never heard of this either? Do y'all not watch the news?
What planet are they on?
Do you not read anything? Do you not listen to the radio? I mean, they might not listen to me not for reasons. But good Lord. Now you're saying it's not just that you didn't know about it. Now you're saying Penn Air is covering it up? Oh, my God. There's more, by the way. I'll come back to this in a second. And by the way, just FYI, next hour at 7:10, we're going to actually talk to Lewis Garvin, who is one of their communications folks at Penn Air. And because I figured we would have him on. I mean, he's not going to come on the air and tell people that Mike Cusack is not a genius.
Yeah, I was like, be nice.
We're just going to talk about, you know, what Penn Air is doing and how they're not unique. They're absolutely not unique about this. But I figure if Mike is going to spend all this time talking about this very good company and besmirch not only their activities, but their intent and their reputation, I would give Penn Air a second to respond. You know, it seems like it's a fair thing. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second because he's not done.
What?
He's not. No, this. Just wait. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know the Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create highway jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base? Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything to slow you down this morning. 98, Highway 90, 29, all look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so Mike Cusack, City Councilmember Mike Cusack in Milton, who just for context had to pay an ethics violation because he destroyed public records and, you know, destroyed a phone that had public records. And remember way back when the whole city manager thing was all going on and I had told Don Molinaro, the clerk, I was like, I'd like to see Mike Cusack's text messages with the candidate at the time. And, you know, his response to her was, well, he can get a court order for it to see public records. But that's kind of his attitude because he's the security expert, you know. Same guy who signed off on his, yes, I've been briefed on all the Sunshine Laws stuff and then did not know that his own phone was a repository of public records because he engaged in business. Anyway, that's a lot of backstory here. So Mike Cusack, self-described business and security expert, he's going to go on.
But what I'm saying is they're taking advantage of people that are not real savvy, I am sure, right? And when I was talking to one of the tellers, she had told me that she personally had talked to four people last week that got scammed and they got into their accounts and they're doing like, you know, charges, right? So I need to tell people if you see anything, whether you have Penn Air or any other bank, if you see something that doesn't look right, it's not right. And so you need to get in, you know, report it immediately to the bank and let them know.
So you're a member of, and by the way, the underlying warning is fair, like, but it's not, as he even mentioned, it's not just Penn Air. Emphasize that. It's all kinds of institutions, governmental institutions, financial institutions. All, I mean, goodness, they will try anything they think will work. And if it works, they'll do more of it. Right. And it doesn't have to work a lot. It just has to work enough. Right. So he's a city council member and the person he talked to is a teller. Dude, call management. Call somebody who actually speaks for Penn Air and talk to them and say, first of all, did you know about all this? What are you doing? Oh, you've put out messages and you've done your best to explain it. Oh, so probably I shouldn't go to the city council meeting and go on public record and torch you for 5 to 10 minutes.
People know that there's a problem with Penn Air and they're hiding it. And I think that's...
What? And they're hiding it?
And they're hiding it. And I think that's...
Look, politicians have a lot of shielding for defamation cases. recklessly sharing information that besmirches the business's reputation. I mean,
and they're hiding it, and I think that's garbage. My personal opinion. It's my opinion, but I would just think that they would warn people. And I went down there. I was down there yesterday again, talking to somebody. Oh well, yeah, we know about it, but we're doing our security's involved in it. And I said, well, how come people don't know about it?
They do,
right? So, no. When you have a problem and you don't acknowledge it a problem, that's a problem. So, I'll probably close my pen here because of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just.
Wow. We're almost done, but I think this is the last thing he's going to. There might have been some back and forth after this, but here's one more. I was floored. I was floored listening to this. This is the most irresponsible thing. And maybe not the most ever, but pretty high on the irresponsibility list for a public official to do this.
They're doing it through the card, but they've got your phone number. They got all your personal information, from what I understand. So there's somebody's hacked into their system. So
he's alleging that they've got a data breach now and that they're covering it up, which I think federal law requires them to disclose if that did happen.
Well, there's somebody's hacked into their system. So I don't want to make people aware.
Thank you for that public service announcement, because I wouldn't want anyone to get scammed.
Well, the public service announcement / invitation for a defamation lawsuit.
Mayor, if I could just add to that.
Ed Spears, city manager.
You're familiar with the city. We released on Facebook and other avenues just this week. Someone is calling utility customers of the city and saying they are the city of Milton, and if you don't pay them immediately over the phone, your utilities will be turned off, your water, your sewer, your natural gas. The city will not call you and take payment over the phone. It will be indicated in your bill if your bill is past due and you're subject to being cut off. That's the only way we would notify you. So please, if anyone calls you stating they're the city of Milton, it's not really us.
And so once this had been brought up, good note, but true also of Pensacola or Escambia or Santa Rosa County or Gulf Breeze, right. But so then now that Mike Cusack has, shared his story, now we're just going to get the parade of everybody sharing their scam attempt stories, which is, how is this city business? Really? I mean, anyway, Larry McKee.
Well, like I said, the scary thing
is
it shows up on my phone,
Penner,
with the Penner phone number, and it's not Penner. That's the scary thing.
That is scary.
If I may, just to Ed's point, it's not just Penner. Mm-hmm. It's not just the city of Milton. I've had them from Navy Federal. They're very well respected. And I've got them before on Navy Federal, and they really get frustrated when you demand they read you the information they have, because they don't have everything. That's what they're trying to do, is fill in the blanks. And if you just banks, credit unions, utility companies, nobody's going to call you for that. It'll be an official letter to get anything for that.
Yeah, and thank goodness at least some people are trying to tell him, it's everybody, right? It's not just Penair. But I wish somebody would have just said that. Mike, it's everything. It's everywhere. It's all the time. And you're like just now figuring this out, and you think it's unique to this one institution, and you're alleging a cover-up, and you're alleging that they had a data breach, and, your source of information is just a teller or two? Okay. All right. Security and HR and business expert, Councilman Mike Cusack. Good Lord. 6:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Like I said, my first instinct was I don't want to air that unless I talk to Penn Air and find out what they know, because responsible journalism is to get context, background information, check with the other side if there is another side, and I knew likely what was going to be the answer. And sure enough, I was right. This happens to everybody. Penn Air has actively told people in their newsletters and all kinds of times, be careful if you ever wonder, hang up, call us back. Don't click on links and texts, emails, that kind of stuff. Call us directly, because we don't call you for things like this. But like I said, next hour at 7:10, we're actually going to talk to Lewis Garvin from Penn Air about this in particular. And, he's not going to be on like, oh, my God. Stop. He's got to play nice, which is unfortunate, because sometimes, and I get that. That's, he's a business. But can you imagine Penn Air waking up, discovering that they've been lit up by a city councilman for all the wrong reasons. It's crazy. Anyway, 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a kid who is struggling with math, or, you know, like used to be, you know, doing well, and then suddenly things kind of changed, you know what you find out? Could be a teacher, could be a way that something is being taught. It could be there's, you know, some kind of a gap in cognition for that particular skill. But you can learn these things. These things can be trained. In fact, that's what Mathnasium does. And we are, I mean, dear, dear friends with the owners. I mean, the, you know, like they're our best friends. And I love what they do because their concept is everybody needs to know math. Math is important. Math is vital for functioning as a citizen and managing finances and doing all kinds of things. And including, you know, knowing when you're being scammed because somebody's misusing math against you. But just in school alone, it's so vital. So their program, which, by the way, my son taught at Mathnasium for a year, so we're big believers in math education. Their program is, first of all, you stop in for a free evaluation. There's no cost. Just to figure out what things does your child know and not know, and what do they know well and what can they learn, okay? Then they'll walk you through, here's what we're going to do. And if you want to proceed with it, then you can. And if they, you know, if money is an issue, well, they have step up providers. So there's all kinds of things available for that. But the point is they will individualized instruction, take your child and then teach them whatever it is that they don't know and even how to do it better. 94% of parents say an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 90% of students see an improvement in their school grades. Just a fantastic program. Mathnasium located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90. Everything is looking good so far. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola is celebrating Serger Month the entire month of April. Sergers are versatile and create professional, durable, and clean fabric finishes. Throughout April, Daryl's Sewing has special sale prices on Baby Lock and Bernina sergers and accessories. Daryl's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, and much more. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or at sewinginpensacola.com.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PennAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at PennAir.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Katie Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go. We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
The text people are sending in. Did you say noted insecurity expert? Somebody says, you know, I was planning to warn the people in my workplace that I recently received an offer from a Nigerian prince. If I send him $10,000, he can help me free up millions of money, millions of dollars of money. And I just want them to be aware of that opportunity. As in, like, bro, really? Anyway,
I just always tell him, just take it out of the millions. Yeah, I mean, it's real simple.
I know. Somebody says, ask him how much money he would have, his social security number and his bank accounts, and we'll help him figure it out. Oh, this is mean, but every time I have to listen to the Milton City Council segment, I lose a few IQ points. Come on. No, there's some. That's not fair. Sometimes. Anyway, let's see. David Wayne is in the news. And, you know, it's funny. Milton hasn't had a lot of drama lately. In about since the election, basically 6 months. But boy, when it comes hard. I have another one for you, too, for later that's not quite as interesting, but if you know the background, it is interesting. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I am on the edge of my seat waiting for that one.
We don't, we don't have as many of the personality squabbles, you know, people calling each other fat and stupid all the time like we used to have. So that's good. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to travel to Pakistan today for potential peace talks with Iran. But, well, it remains to be seen whether a delegation from Iran will show up at the negotiations. Of course, there's been some threats to knock out Iran's power plants and bridges if a deal is not reached. A grandson of late New York City mob boss John Gotti is headed to prison for a COVID-19 loan scheme. Carmine Agnello was sentenced to 15 months behind bars yesterday after pleading guilty to wire fraud. And Walt Disney World is raising their prices coming up soon. The theme park rolled out its pricing through October 2027. Its most expensive one-day ticket is going up to $219 a person. President's Day weekend.
$219 a person?
But Florida residents do save, what, like 30% or something? Mm. So there's that.
That's still $150.
Still.
Man, that's insane. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What can I mention to you that's kind of a cool, small enough thing? The American Magic contract to do the manufacturing for the big sail piece on the new surface drone that's being built for the Navy that's deployed in a couple of years. The manufacturing facility is already paying off.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vice President J.D. Vance reportedly set to head to Pakistan today for a new round of peace talks with Iran. But will the Iranian delegation show up?
Iran's parliament speaker posted to X overnight saying Trump, by imposing a siege and violating the ceasefire, seeks to turn this negotiating table in his own imagination into a table of surrender or to justify renewed warmongering.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks. President Trump says if there's no deal, he's unlikely to extend the ceasefire, which expires tomorrow. Voters in Virginia are deciding whether the state should redraw its congressional districts ahead of the midterms.
Democrats currently hold a 6-5 edge in the state's congressional delegation. So with these redrawn districts, Democrats could turn that into a 10-1 advantage. Much of the focus of this vote, of course, today will be how is this going to shift the balance of power?
Fox's Alex Hogan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It is 54 degrees right now. We've got clear skies. We'll get a full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. The woman that was shot and killed Sunday by a Pensacola man has been identified as 39-year-old Alonda Cuffey. Deputies say the dispute that led to the shooting was over whether 64-year-old James Pelzer said "excuse me" while passing through the kitchen. Pelzer allegedly grabbed a revolver from his room, fired 4-5 shots at Cuffey, who died at the scene. Pelzer's wife, Cuffey's mother, witnessed the shooting and told deputies her husband had had a history of threatening to use his gun. Pelzer is charged with second-degree murder. He's being held without bond at the Escambia Jail. A cantonment man will spend 15 years in prison for the 2024 accidental shooting death of a 16-year-old at a house party on Wishbone Road. A judge sentenced 21-year-old Ethan O'Brien last week after a jury convicted him of manslaughter with a firearm in February. O'Brien was 19 when he pulled out an AR-style rifle at a party and accidentally fired it, striking Bryson Allen in the chest. O'Brien fled the scene. He'll serve 15 years of probation after his release. He did receive credit for more than 2 years that he has already served. Pensacola's American Magic Services has been tapped to build wings for unmanned naval warships. The American Magic will be building the wings in their new facility at the Port of Pensacola. COO Tyson Lamont tells News Radio that their roots here are what will make that contract possible. He says the city has more than earned the investment coming its way.
One of the best decisions we have ever made with this organization was to set up here in Pensacola, Florida. And this community is so supportive. But at the same time, we have to reinvest back in that.
And Lamont says the company is also actively partnering with UWF and Pensacola State College to build a local pipeline of future employees. American Magic Services will manufacture the 140-foot composite wings for sail drones Spectre platform, a 170-foot unmanned warship being developed for the Navy for anti-submarine and anti-submarine warfare and strike operations. Up to 5 wings a year will be built at the facility at the Port of Pensacola. Now, the federal government is beginning to issue refunds to major retailers after a court ruled that the IEEPA tariffs were unlawful. Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says he's skeptical American consumers will see any of that money back.
There's no way that these CEOs are going to get these enormous kickbacks from the federal government who passed all these additional expenses to the consumer are going to do any type of return. What I'm interested in, Andrew, is when it comes time to bonus time, I think we'll create a website, CEOBonusesFromTariffs.com.
Customs and Border Protection began processing refund claims yesterday with an estimated $170 billion expected to flow back to importers, including major retailers like Costco, Target, and Amazon. Florida is trying to be a hub for futuristic air travel. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill yesterday allowing FDOT to help pay for vertiports. A vertiport is where aircraft take off vertically to carry passengers to different cities. The goal is to make travel between major cities faster and reduce street-level traffic. Democrat State Representative Leonard Spencer sponsored the bill. He said it's about positioning Florida not just for today's transportation needs, but also for tomorrow's economy. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to report to you or delays. Looks like everything is looking good and flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We will be looking at a beautiful day today. Temperatures warming up near 79 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a small chance of a stray sprinkle in the afternoon. 10% chance of rain, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees and a 10% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 54 degrees with some sunshine this morning. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Great news for drivers. Oil prices have dropped this morning on expectations that peace talks between the U.S. and Iran will take place this week and lead to more supply flow from the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate currently hovering at $88 per barrel, Brent at roughly $95. United Health Group has posted first quarter earnings that topped Wall Street estimates for both revenue and earnings per share. The company hiked its 2026 profit outlook as it better manages high medical costs and streamlines operations. United Health's medical benefit ratio came in at nearly 84% for the first quarter. Treasury yields were largely unmoved this morning as investors await clarity over an expected second round of peace talks due to take place between the U.S. and Iran. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was flat at 4.254%. Futures are moderately higher as all eyes remain on peace discussions in the Middle East. Yesterday, the Dow lost 4, the Nasdaq down 64. That's Your Money Now.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
Just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
On everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
Do you remember? Where were you when you saw in 2008 the Sarah Palin, yep. Hillary Clinton impression by Amy Poehler and Tina Fey? Oh. One of the best comedy sketches ever. Why was it good? Because it got both of them. It was vicious on Hillary, and it was vicious on Sarah Palin. You say, why would you bring up something from so long ago? Here's why. Tina Fey, who, of course, played Sarah Palin, and it was always kind of remarkable to me that she did look a lot like her in real life, but, you know, had to be made up a certain way to really look like her, but obviously spot on impression of her mannerisms and inflection and being from Alaska and everything else. But she recently was speaking about SNL and about sketch comedy and about which kind of comedy is good and which kind of comedy is bad. And what she said was that comedy has to be true for it to work. She was talking at the Kimmel Center. She was doing a presentation. What was the name of the thing that she was at? It doesn't really matter. Anyway, but she said, we've been covering, SNL has covered a fifth of America's history, which is kind of wild to think about, that as long as they've been on the air, how long the United States has existed. At the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday. And she said, it's fascinating to know that what you say will be taken seriously. I think is interesting because I always assume that if you're a comedian, you're going to be taking people pay attention, you know, but okay. We always worked really hard to make sure that all of the comedy sketches we did, that they were what we call a fair hit. It only felt like it would work if it was based in something that was true. Sometimes people will ask me, does SNL try to control the narrative or the politics? And they really do not. You really can't, because if it's not true, it will not be funny. All right. I want to unpack that for a second because it's a really interesting set of comments. First of all, she is absolutely right that good comedy is truth-telling. Good satire is truth-telling. Now, I don't know whether you love the Transgressor segment that I do on Friday, and I know a lot of people do, and not everybody does, where I pretend to be a woke pastor mentioning the things that got canceled this week, but I'm preaching from the woke perspective, a little tongue-in-cheek at times, obviously, but, you know, it's meant to be satire. But the reason it works is because everything I'm telling you has been said, is the viewpoint. Just maybe not quite exactly with that take on it. It wouldn't work if I was making things up. It wouldn't be funny if I was. It's funny because it's true. She's totally correct. The best comedy is true. And that's why when comedy loses its truth tether, especially the best comedy is when you really like love a thing, care about a thing, understand a thing. When you really hate a thing and it loses its truth tether, it's no longer funny. So she's right about that. It has to be fair because it's telling the truth. That's why it's humorous. But then the point about it doesn't influence the narrative. No, it absolutely can. Because if you do not tell comedy that skewers sort of everybody equally, then you're only pushing the needle one way. And people eventually figure that out, and that's where you start to veer into its propaganda instead of being fair and accurate. But that's why that sketch, the particular, the first time they did it as Hillary and as Sarah Palin, it was great because it was both of them. And what it had been many times against Hillary for prior things. But, you know, when it became all about Sarah Palin, you know, and if, like right now, SNL is always going to go with whatever they think makes Trump look the stupidest. Now, a lot of what's funny about those sketches is the fact that they're rooted in truth. But I think, for example, their treatment of Pete Hegseth is not particularly well-rooted in truth. And it's only exaggeration. And even though Colin Jost is a very good humorous actor, it doesn't land for me because it's all hate-based and contempt-based and not particularly rooted in truth. It's rooted in kind of an exaggerated slice of the truth that is no longer funny because it's no longer really accurate unless you happen to be on the side that hates him. And then you think it's fantastic because you can't discriminate between the two things. So other people are saying, well, how was her critique of Sarah Palin a true hit since Sarah Palin never said what she said? She never made the comment.
And I can see Russia from my house.
Okay, but it's not because you quote her accurately that it becomes funny. It's because you said something that tells a truth that is funny. And the truth was that Sarah Palin had made a comment not that long, I mean, pretty recently in an interview that she did with Charlie Gibson. And so this was on the 13th of September is when that SNL sketch aired. And on the 11th, so 9/11 of that year, on the year that she was running with John McCain, here's what she said to Charlie Gibson.
What insight into Russian actions, particularly in the last couple of weeks, does the proximity of the state give you?
They're our next door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
So she never said you can see it from my house. Most people believe she did because the Sarah Palin meme overtook the actual quote, which that happens a lot of times. But she never said you can see Russia from my house. You said you can see, you know, Russia from some parts of land in Alaska, which technically that's true. You know, it's only 2 miles away at one point. The closest point is like 2 to 3 miles away. But what Sarah Palin was getting at was the portrayal of the ditziness that Sarah always portrayed, whether that's accurate or not. You'd be the judge. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I like Sarah a lot. I thought she was quite good, but I also, you know, she presented as a beauty pageant contestant a lot of times. And she said things that were kind of like, you know, the dumb things you expect somebody who doesn't know a lot to say. And she said things that were great and wonderful and amazing. It was kind of a mix, right? Which is true of a lot of people. But it told a truth about Sarah because it was close to what she said and because it captured the underlying idea of what she said, which was, oh, sure, I know about Russia. They're 3 miles away from my land. What does that teach you about Russia? It's nothing. You know, that's not really a relevant thing. It's an irrelevant thing to mention. And so she was skewering the underlying concept, even if she wasn't exactly quoting. So I don't know. The comment by Tina Fey was good. It would be well taken if the current cast of Saturday Night Live and the writers would take that comment and adapt accordingly. And yet the reaction by people on the right to this comment by Tina Fey is, oh, well, it wasn't a true quote. Bro. Show me you don't understand comedy without telling me you don't understand comedy. 6:47 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report or delays. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, Avalon. It all looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, one other quick note on the Tina Fey thing. She's also apparently said that she, you know, was on the wrong side of some jokes, you know, that she's changed her perspective now. And I just always think like, well, okay, but if you're telling the truth in the joke, then it's okay because you're telling the truth in a joke. You may not like where that joke pushes, but ideally, you know, in a weird way, a good comedian serves the same function as a good news person or journalist would. Which is because the goal is to tell truth in a humorous way, if it goes against your own personal desire to see the belief system of people hold a certain set of ideas, well, that's okay because you're still telling truth. And as long as you tell the truth sort of indiscriminately, you know, around about everybody and tell it funny, it shouldn't bother you that you told a joke that hurts like your side, so to speak, because a joke is a joke is a joke. just like journalism should be telling the truth, telling the truth, telling the truth. Or, you know, a Supreme Court justice. I talked about Clarence Thomas yesterday. I haven't got a chance to cut up those clips, but I will. It's a great speech that he gave. One of the things, you know, he talks about is the obligation of the justice to do what the law says. And somebody asks him, well, you know, what do you do if you your views are different from what the law says? He says, well, that's literally the job. The job is not to write the opinions that I believe are the right public policy answer. If that were the job, then I should have run for the Senate. You know, kind of like, and that's the point, is in serving the law, you're serving the process of making sure the law gets followed. Not the law you wrote, not the law you wish was written, but the law that was actually written by somebody who was properly elected. Same thing, a good comedian tells the truth. A good journalist tells the truth, regardless of even if it's against their viewpoint. I will tell things that work against views that I prefer to hold. Why? Because that's part of telling the truth. It's almost kind of essential to tell both sides and even to make jokes at both sides. Why do you make jokes about Trump? Bro, listen. How are you not understanding this? 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to do any kind of video production, video capture, like an outside of your home for insurance purposes, a subdivision that you're trying to market and develop, a fly-through of a restaurant that you want people to see, or a 360 kind of scan around of a boat that you're trying to sell, or a training video, or a conference or a presentation that you're trying to record, whatever it is, if it involves video footage for personal or professional use of any kind, Pelican drones. Now, I know their name makes you think, it's got to be drone-based. No, I mean, you don't have to use a drone. They do ground-based footage as well. The point is they started with drones, and they work with big companies, you know, Portofino and FDOT and Netflix and HGTV, but they also work with, like, your neighbor who just wants to do a video of around the house in case there's ever an insurance claim. And they'll sell you the services by the hour, by the half day, by the full day. You own it in the end. They can edit it for you to whatever length you like, you know, 60 seconds, 10 seconds, TikTok, an eighth of a second, you know, whatever the current need is. And then you own it when they're done, unlike a lot of production companies. So if you need any kind of video footage or production done, pelicandrones.com.
Spring is here. Oh, yeah. And it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sonnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Thing too that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1% of all naval aviators. The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
I got a funny text. Well, I'm funny a little bit. Somebody says, you know, analyzing comedy isn't funny. Duh.
Well, I know. I mean,
you know. But it helps to understand the difference between good, bad, misdirected propaganda. You know, I mean, that's why we talk about it. I'm a philosopher at heart, not a comedian. You know, every once in a while, I manage to be funny inadvertently. 653 on News Radio 92.3. Of course, yeah, analyzing comedy makes it unfunny. I get it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The confirmation process begins today for President Trump's pick to replace Jerome Powell as the next Federal Reserve Chairman. Kevin Warsh will go before the Senate Banking Committee, and Democrat Elizabeth Warren says she plans to question him about his $100 million net worth, his independence from President Trump, and his mention in the Epstein files. Alan Osmond, the oldest of the Osmond brothers, has died. The 76-year-old died last night, surrounded by his wife and their eight sons. The family says he had been battling multiple sclerosis for about 40 years now. And the Supreme Court will decide whether or not Catholic preschools in Colorado have to accept children from same-sex couples in order to receive state funding. A state law allowing public and private schools to take part in a universal preschool program includes a non-discrimination provision.
It is amazing. By the way, a part of that case is also that they have to accept, you know, openly gay, I guess, kids, you know, as well, not just the gay parents and whatnot. But it's like Colorado just can't get this right. How many times has Colorado been told you guys are doing it wrong when it comes to these issues? And, you know, either the cake shop or, in this case, a Catholic preschool. It's like they just have to repeatedly be told, you are doing it wrong. Stop engaging in discrimination against religion. And they just keep doing it wrong. It's amazing. David, thanks so much for the update. So I haven't heard any of the arguments. You always have to wait for the arguments. But I would be completely unsurprised if they hear this case and they wind up telling Colorado, hey, dummies, stop discriminating in your state. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic. Like, they cannot get it right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. If you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect just a 3 or 4 minute delay there. That is all I'm seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Florida SNAP benefits have changed starting yesterday. You know, candy, soda, things like that are not eligible for SNAP anymore. And, you know, I thought Channel 3, is it Channel 3 did the interview? Who did this interview? I thought it was Channel 3. Maybe I'm wrong. Yep, I think it's Channel 3, but I'm not sure. Anyway, they had done an interview with somebody from, like, Grocery Advantage here locally trying to figure all of this out. Mark Fisher, who's the owner, and, you know, I like Mark, you know, good folks. Anyway, that's one of my favorite grocery stores to go to, and we've talked before. Anyway, he said that one of the challenges they were dealing with is that they didn't know which products were or were not eligible anymore because some are kind of on the line, and you have to really read the product label, and some of the rules aren't as clear as they should be. So they went through like 7,000 items, and they had to say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And, of course, that, I would assume, that makes them and every other retailer have to be concerned that they might violate a rule and therefore lose some kind of status, have to pay some kind of penalty, you know, if they give SNAP benefits for some, use SNAP for something that's not supposed to be used for. You know, conversation about this, I think, is fairly straightforward. Nutrition, yes. Basic food, yes. Frills and fangles and weird exotic things, no. I mean, no problem having people who are financially stressed get basic food, but why do they need soda? Well, how dare you tell them what to eat? How dare you take my money and give them stuff that's ridiculous that I don't pay for because I can't afford it? You know, like, where your level of outrage. Well, you don't want these children to have cake. Well, I want children to eat nutritious food. And by the way, it's not horrible to believe that parents should be motivated by the idea of financially growing and improving so that they can do good things for their kids, because right now their kids can't have everything that they want to be able to give them. That is a motivation in a capitalist system. You know, I don't have time to play this right now. There was a really interesting, maybe I do. Let me just look real quick and see if I have time to get to this. I don't. I'll get to it some other time, but I'll come back to it when it's worth doing. But there was a guy who talked at Pensacola City Council about, you know, food options and, you know, no kid should be deprived of having access to the things that their parents want to give them. No, false. False. If you participate in a capitalist economy more and you make more money and you save and you're prudent, then you can give your kids nicer things. And if you don't, you're not able to give your kids nicer things. And that's so some kid, who it's not the kid's fault, okay? But one kid gets less good stuff than other kids get, whether it's car or clothes or access to channels or speed of internet service or candy bars versus ordinary food. You know, that is a difference between kids of parents who do well and kids of parents who don't do well. But guess what? That's a motivation for a parent to think, oh, well, if I apply myself, maybe I can give my kids better things. And if you take away that motivation, then what's left for the parent to say? Oh, well, you know, my kids are getting the stuff they need, so why would I try harder? Capitalism rewards people for being productive in a whole host of ways. And when you give people the same level or comparable level of reward when they don't do productive things as when people do productive things, you take away the built-in, motivational system of capitalism that gets people to behave more like those who love their neighbors and want to do more value for them and therefore make more money and have good things for them and their kids. So it's just fascinating to me, this notion that, you know, every kid everywhere should be entitled to every kind of good thing. No. Providing for your kids something that they will enjoy and feel good about and you'll feel good about giving them is part of the motivational system for capitalism. Local news.